experience. Your reading of this book will boost your knowledge of what is possible in today's hacking world and help you to become an ethical hacker. This book is not a beginner's guide. However, it's written for those who are new to hacking. Every effort was made to ensure it is full of as much useful information as possible. Please enjoy. Chapter 1. Basic System Requirements. First of all, I would like to give a few major points on what this book will cover. The tools that I will describe in this book are available for both white hat and black hat hacking. Once applied, the outcome will be the same in both cases. However, it can lead to a terrible situation for the person using such hacking tools in any unauthorized manner, which might cause system damage or any system outage. If you attempt to use any of these tools on a network without being authorized and you disturb or damage any systems, that would be considered illegal black hat hacking. So I would like to encourage all readers to deploy any tool described in this book for white hat use only. In Volume 1, I explain what white hat use is and who white hat hackers are. However, a quick recap on that subject is that anything legally authorized to help people or companies to find vulnerabilities and identify potential risks is fine. All tools I described, you should use for improving security posture.